It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up today with Jess Moskaloo. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
I'm doing not too bad.
Excellent. You know, I haven't talked to you for, it's been quite a while, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time. It's been too long. We'll say that.
You bet. New tune called Leave Each Other Alone. We'll talk about that. But first of all, we have to mention your dog, right? Let's get that out of the way right away here.
Yes, I don't know what happened, but she's a sad little girl right now. I'm watching her kind of hobble around. I guess she's doing better today, but she broke a toe. We don't know what she did, but she broke a toe, so she's been getting a lot of attention and seeing the vet a lot. So
I bet. What's her name and what kind of dog is she?
She's a corgi, a cardigan corgi, so she's like the coloring of like an Australian shepherd or something, but she's just a corgi, so she's got short little legs, and her name's Blue.
Okay. Awesome. I think I may have seen Blue on Instagram, maybe.
I think so. She just got her and her sister Nala just got their own Instagram. They're very spoiled. We're at my mom's right now, so she's got treats and all the love, so she's definitely well on her way to healing.
Nice. That's awesome. Great. Well, let's talk about music, the new single. And speaking of Australian, I guess, the song called Leave Each Other Alone. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so that song is a song that I wrote, I think I've been saying in 2018, which I think is accurate. It's been a couple of years, and I thought I wrote it for myself. I didn't fully realize it was a duet. I knew that it could be if we ever wanted it to be, but usually when I'm writing a song for somebody else or, you know, a duet, I have that person in mind and I'll write it in their key or I'll write it about a topic that I know they would be comfortable singing about and, you know, write the melody towards some of their vocal tendencies. But I didn't do that, any of that with this one because I didn't know it was going to be a duet. So I didn't really have anybody in mind, but I actually didn't even know Travis Collins, who is the featured artist on this song, when I wrote the song. So I couldn't have really done any of that, but I'm so glad he really breathed a new life into this song. So I'm really glad we met.
Nice. So he is Australian, correct?
Yes, he is Australian. Very Australian.
Nice. I had a Zoom call with Haley Jensen. I don't know if you know Haley or not. But she's an Australian singer as well. And, and I had a Zoom call with her. It was 1:30 Sydney time in the morning when I was chatting with her.
Oh my goodness.
So she did that for me, but we mentioned Travis's name, in that interview. So he's quite known in Australia. Would I be right in assuming that?
He's crushing it over there. And, he's got like, I actually just had a Zoom with him last night and he didn't even know. He's so humble, of course, but he was like, the interviewer said, how many number ones have you had, Travis? And he couldn't tell us because he was like, oh my gosh, this is so bad, but I don't even know. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. That must be so nice to have more number ones than you can count, but he's deserved every single one of them. His songs are fantastic and his voice is even better if that's possible. So, I'm really, really excited to introduce his voice to Canada because I couldn't believe that I'd never heard him before because he's one of my new favorite voices in country music.
Perfect. And Canada and Australia have a great relationship musically too, don't they?
Yeah. And it's so funny. I was just there, like the first time I was there was in 2019 where I met Travis and I couldn't believe the country music fans there. It's just kind of indescribable, especially when you've never actually been there. You need to get boots on the ground to really truly feel what their scene is like. They are crazy, man. Like, they know every word to every song, whether it was a radio single or not. And it's a whole new level of appreciation and dedication. I think they know that it's not just a hop, skip, and a jump away to come and play a show there. And they really support in any way they can.
Perfect. And the video as well, tell me about that.
Yeah, the video just came out, I think on Monday? Mm-hmm. It just came out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there were some complications with that, some hurdles that we had to jump through because of, you know, COVID-19. And also with trying to have Travis in the video, being that he's in Australia and I'm in Canada. It was some hurdles there, but we got through it and created something really beautiful. I shot my parts on one day, the actors shot their parts on another day, and Travis shot his parts on another day, and none of us could be in the room when the other one was really filming because we could only have a certain amount of people in the room to comply with all the COVID guidelines.
This song is on that EP, right? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's actually two versions of this song on the EP. There's the version that you guys are playing with Travis Collins, and then there's the version before I knew Travis that is the actual demo of that song, which is just me singing it.
The demo has a really cool concept behind it. Tell us about that.
Was that I couldn't get into the studio, so I took the demos of the songs themselves and kind of just, we were able to tweak some things and properly mix and master them and add layers to it and compile something that was cohesive. And then we included the actual demos of those songs the day that we wrote them and were able to kind of show the sort of the before and after of what a song sounds like from when it's written to when it's produced.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. That's great. And obviously it's out on all, you know, on all streaming platforms, and you can get it wherever, right?
You betcha.
Perfect. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
The best way is to just hit up my website, which is just jessmoskaluk.com. And it's got links to all the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and wherever else you might prefer to get a hold of me, you can find it all there.
Well, I hope Blue Sounds is a little better next time we talk. And I know that she's getting love, though, so I appreciate you
she
taking time.
She definitely is. She's crunching a treat right now, so I think she's playing on Grandma Rhonda's heartstrings here.
That's perfect. Jess, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks so much, Cal. Have an awesome day.